Christian marriage is not two single people making separate decisions under the same roof. Christian marriage is covenant life. A husband and wife are called to make decisions as one flesh. That does not mean they always agree instantly. It does not mean one spouse disappears into the other. It does not mean strong personalities get to dominate quieter personalities. It means both spouses learn to bring their whole selves before God and one another with humility, courage, and love. Wise decisions usually begin with a slower conversation. Instead of saying, "Here is what we are doing," a covenant spouse learns to ask, "How are you seeing this?" Instead of saying, "You are overreacting," a covenant spouse learns to ask, "What feels heavy about this to you?" Instead of saying, "This is not a big deal," a covenant spouse learns to ask, "What does this touch in your heart?" Together, discernment helps couples make decisions about money, parenting, sex, family boundaries, work, ministry, church involvement, aging parents, children, technology, and future plans. Some decisions are small. Some decisions shape the household for years. Should we move? Should one of us change jobs? How much should we give? How do we handle a disrespectful adult child? How do we respond to an in-law who keeps crossing boundaries? How do we rebuild trust after a serious failure? How do we keep our marriage warm when life is exhausting? These decisions cannot be handled well by pressure, silence, sarcasm, or spiritual language used as a weapon. A couple needs a covenant process. First, pause. Do not let urgency control everything. Second, pray. Invite God into the decision. Third, listen. Let each spouse speak without being interrupted, mocked, or corrected too quickly. Fourth, discern the layers. Use the 12 aspects to ask, what is spiritual, emotional, physical, practical, financial, relational, and covenantal here? Fifth, name what is clear. What does Scripture clearly forbid? What does wisdom clearly require? What promises have we already made? Sixth, seek counsel when needed. Wise couples are not too proud to ask for help from a pastor, counselor, mentor, chaplain, or trusted mature Christian. Seventh, move together. Even when one spouse takes the lead in a certain area, the decision should still honor the covenant. Making decisions as one flesh does not mean every decision is equally easy. Sometimes one spouse is scared. Sometimes one spouse sees a danger the other missed. Sometimes one spouse needs to repent. Sometimes both need to surrender control. But the goal is not winning. The goal is faithfulness. A Christian marriage grows when husband and wife learn to say, "We belong to Christ. We belong to one another. Let's seek wisdom together."